Hi, guys and gals. I thought I'd give you a brief update on my hot wife date night last night, since it was a real date and totally off camera. So first, the guy, he's 25 and a real cutie. He's super fit and super clean cut, just the way Mrs. Mason likes her cubs. This wasn't our first time together, though. So the first time, believe it or not, he was 22. And I promise you, after last night, it won't be our last time together. Well, we met for dinner at a nice but not too stuffy restaurant. As on all my date nights, it was a true date. No cameras and just us. Hubby stays at home and lets me play on nights like this. It's my me time, like a day at the spa. Don't think of it as like a cuckolding thing with us. It's more of a decadent gift from one spouse to another. Anyway, the attraction after 3 years of meeting every 6 months or so was just as intense as ever. I was dressed full on mill style, a tight, form-fitting dress with a sexy see-through bra, matching panties, and of course, a garter belt and silk stockings. And just to up it a notch, I wore a hot pair of Louboutin heels, and he loved it. In case you missed the video clip yesterday, I posted one as I was getting all dolled up for my date. Just scroll down, you'll find it. You can check out and see what I was wearing. Well, everything but the dress. I didn't have my dress on yet. So, back to the dinner and the attraction between us. He was looking super hot in his very nice shirt, and it really showed off his muscular but lean young body. And I wanted him as badly as ever. So, dinner quickly moved to dessert, and by dessert, I don't mean something else at the restaurant. Our hotel was right next to the restaurant, and we wasted no time getting there. We were alone on the elevator on our way up and started kissing passionately as we headed up to the room. Once inside, we kissed even deeper and practically tore each other's clothes off. Then we fell into the bed, both naked, and began what ended up being hours of pure sensual pleasure. So I'm not going into the details because that actually takes away from the pleasant buzz I get to feel today as I recall it. Let's just say that we made love in every position imaginable. And we were so drenched in sweat that we had to take a shower. And we all know how Mrs. Mason loves shower sex. So we might have done it again in the shower. Then we both napped a bit before going at it once more. By the end of the night, we were both spent. I gave him a kiss on the cheek as he sleepily said goodbye before I headed down to the hotel valet and drove home to hubby, who was waiting for me with an erection that was as hard as petrified wood. I was exhausted by that point, but we have been married so long now that we can often communicate without a lot of words. "It was incredible," I said, as I grabbed his rock-hard cock and began to stroke it. "He was incredible," I emphasized. That was all he needed to hear, and he suddenly stiffened up, thrust his hips in the air toward my tight fist, and moaned as he shot rope after rope of hot cum all over his chest and the bed sheets. Happy to know that I was so satisfied. That's when I whispered to him, "I'll tell you more tomorrow, honey. I'm just wiped out." And with that, I snuggled up with him and dozed off. So, there you have it. That's the best description of a typical off-camera date night that I can give. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.